This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free.
My name is Daphne Schenck, and I live on Vancouver Island. I have an extraordinary son. There are many extraordinary sons in this country, I know that. I have had one as a single mom for 15 years now. And I was reflecting the other day on something that I find is part of my mandate as a mother with a child who has special needs. The culture would label my son Taiga with Down syndrome and autism. I believe those are his covers. And I say that because I believe children like my son are extraordinary in what they have stepped up to do and what they have stepped up to show us at a very deep level of our humanity and what it is to be fully, fully human. When Taiga was 4 years old, I shared his birth story on First Person Singular. That was a program on the CBC. I wanted to do that show shortly after Tai was born because I did not know until he was born that he would have Down syndrome. And I fell into that fairly profound, confused, frightened place. And I don't believe that I honored him the way I wanted to honor him when he was born. So I approached the CBC when I heard about that particular program because I wondered if they would allow me to tell the story of my son. Because for myself, I wanted my country to bear witness to me that I wish I had been braver the night he was born. And I wanted my country to hear my confession in that. But more specifically, I wanted my country to hear his name from coast to coast and to honor collectively. For me, it was a way of honoring his coming here, his being born. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to continue the telling of this story, which is in some ways a very archetypal kind of story for who I think we are becoming as a culture, who we have the possibility of becoming. And I am humbled to be a part of this particular adventure. And for so long, I have believed, I have felt that it is so important to me, for me as his mom, to build a bridge so that Taiga may find his way into our world, find ways of communicating his needs to us, create independence for himself if he can articulate more clearly in his own way what he might need in order to be a part of this world community. All that is important, but I realize my arrogance lay in the fact I believe that bridge was so Tai could come to us. And I now, with all my heart and all my reflecting over so many years, believe that the bridge needs to be made so that we, people like myself, like us, can find our way, that I can find my way to his world. Taiga is nonverbal, so he engages what I believe to be our common language, which is silence. And silence is cross-species. It is throughout the planet. It is within all of nature, and it has so much to communicate to us if we dare but listen deeply enough to have our lives profoundly changed by what we will hear, by what lives on the other side of silence. And I believe that my son has been an extraordinary and brave teacher to point the way for me to say, this is a frontier that can change the world. Because in silence, when we still our mind, then we are informed by something so much greater and deeper and vaster and more extraordinary than mind. We will be inspired. We will be more creative. We will find our way to true empowerment and what it is to live in community. And I don't say these things lightly. I don't say it as pie in the sky, kind of Pollyanna-esque. Quite frankly, my life is too difficult to afford to be able to think like that. This is my in-the-trenches experience with a human being who invites me to a place I never consciously would have gone, except he turned up to say nothing and to reveal so much. And there are moments when he turns his head as though to speak to me. His mouth opens, and then this look comes over his eyes, I swear to God, and he closes his mouth. And I find in that moment such profound compassion, because in some ways it would be so easy to speak. And some of his teachers have said, he's everything he needs to speak. He's choosing not to. And I am so grateful for that, because I believe he will speak when I am ready. And I believe him not speaking is such a gift to me, because he keeps saying, go deeper. Go deeper, get quieter, find that which lives on the other side. We have no music in the world without the spaces in between the notes. Silence informs so much that is profound in this world. And I believe that children, individuals like my son, which provide us with such a profoundly different way of cognitively engaging our world, that they truly are the embodiment of the spaces between the notes, and they're beckoning us to listen, and they are beckoning us to change the world through what we hear on the other side of silence.